travel to Western Kentucky where my parents were born. Baffert's old town is often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. Oh, Daddy, would you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Now sometimes we travel right down the Green River, land in old prison down by Adrie Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we chewed with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all that we'd kill. Oh, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, that you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled you away. And then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, tortured the timber, and they stripped all the land. They dug for the coal till the land was forsaken, wrote it all down, progress of man. Oh, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but it's too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
88.5 FM, WAMU, Washington.
Let's take a short moment. Can I what? Take a short minute to tell you who everyone is. That's in case someone dragged you here and you're not here of your own free will. Akira, I need an interpreter.
That wasn't funny.
On the five string banjo. Dressed rather nicely for a change.
I'm getting undressed.
Well, I think it was one of the finest five-string banjo players in the business, Mr. Ben Eldridge. On the bass fiddle, that's this large brown thing here, which he borrowed, incidentally.
Good bass, made in Japan.
Good bass, made in Japan. Oh. I could get me a mandolin that's made over here, too. My own designs. Anyway, on the bass, I think he is also the master of the bass fiddle, without a doubt, Mr. Tom Gray. Next gentleman in line is just a super guitar player, singer, songwriter, and he does hair, you know.
Too bad he didn't do his own.
He didn't do his own, though. But it's close enough, Mr. Phil Rosenthal. On the far left-hand side, playing the unusual-looking guitar, which looks like a cross between a Martin and a Toyota hubcap. You can pass that amongst yourselves. But who is the legend of the dobro, and also in ironing? You probably don't know what that is. Yes, you do. Mr. Mike Aldridge.
And the gentleman who's been doing the introductions, playing mandolin, a great mandolin player, and I think the finest tenor singer in bluegrass music, John Duffy on mandolin. If you have any requests, why don't you let us know what you would like to hear? We don't know that one anymore. Sorry. Georgia Rose, we know that one, though.
Yeah, write it on 20,000 yen and lay it up here.
We'll do that also.
What? Panhandle Country.
Okay.
That's enough requests, I think we have. This Johnny Be Good?
That's one of those Jim and Jesse songs.
Oh.
No, we don't know that either.
No fun at all.
This next song was written by a real talented songwriter named Rodney Crowell. Hope you enjoy it. Called Song for Life.